three schlarms without any swammies, tell him to F right off. F right off. Just leave me. All right? He's taking you for a sucker. He thinks you're a chump. Never take two slarms without any swammies, all right? That's my personal PSA to all of you guys. You're welcome. You're welcome. Like I said, I plan on being here for another 30 minutes. And yeah, I think the next portion, I'm just going to rail off some of my jokes. It might be not great for all audiences, but stay tuned, you know? Stay tuned. For now, I think what we need, without any swarmies, that's right, Luke. What we need right now is maybe you guys need some Beyonce or some Between the Buried and Me. Oh, snap. All right. I don't want to lose all 12,000 of you because you're not into the metal stuff, but I like metal. I like the metal. All right. Let's see. If maybe I can just play like a song that people will like from Between the Buried and Me. Yeah, let's see. Something like amazing. Like one of their most amazing songs. Which would that be? Well, maybe not an amazing song. Just like a really good one. Play what at the same time, Luke? Play what at the same time, Luke? Luke, what are you saying, dude, what are you even saying, dude? I don't know what you're saying, bruh. Bruh, what are you saying, dude? Yeah, I want to play BT Bam, dude. I'm talking to Luke on Facebook Messenger. Yeah, Facebook Messenger is an app that allows you to just converse, converse with. It's like a messenger kind of thing, and you like kind of can talk to your friends, and it's like really cool. It's like really cool, you guys. Like this is like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Facebook Messenger, brought to you by Facebook and that guy that created it, whatever his name is. I think the song's too long, dude. Beyonce and Beats. Okay. Maybe I'll like, yeah. All right. Check it out. Yeah, how do you like that? Pretty sweet, right? Dang, this song's 10 minutes. Never mind. Yes, this song is 15 minutes. Woo!
Oh, my nightstand. Transition though. How about that transition though?
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati.
Like, goddamn. I see you, Tammy. I see you.
I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy, Alabama. Mama, Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it. I shine yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard. I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino, alligator. El Camino with the Tilo. Sipping Cuervo and Ochoa. Sometimes I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Yeah, what's mine?
Hey, what's mine?
I'm a star.
I'm a star.
Cause I slay. I slay. I slay. I slay.
Did.
I might get your song played on the radio station.
It is.
You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I am.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I see it, I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Wow. That was Formation, y'all. By Beyonce.
I got hot sauce in my pockets. It was a backpack? Bag? Oh, man. I don't know the actual, like, I guess the actual thing that she says there. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. How you guys doing? You guys doing good? It's like 4 a.m. Yo, what is up with these birds, man? What's up with these birds, man? Why are these birds always up at 3 a.m. in the morning? In the morning. So always trying to sleep in the, up in the morning already. So just a lad trying to sleep, you know? All right. That was my, that was bad. But yeah, these birds, what's up? Are they having sex? I can say sex on the radio, right? Who cares? It's 4 a.m. Yeah. I did promise some jokes. I promised some jokes, but like, I don't know how to deliver this in a radio station with no audience and I'm in a chair. It's not really stand up anymore. Classic stand up joke. Yeah. I can't tell stand up because I'm in a chair. Hilarious. Let's see. This is less of a joke, more of a thought idea. It might be a little. All right, so No, I'm actually serious about this idea. Now I don't just want to blast it to 12,000 people. All right. Let's just say you'll probably see me on Adult Swim or PBS, whichever one's crazier, sometime in the near future, with the idea that I'm not going to tell you. It involves skin, my skin, and zippers. Anyways, let's see. Let's see what else. Let's see. Oh. I have a note here. It says final set. That's the title. Oh, the first thing I talk of is a surplus of anus. I can say anus, right? There are no kids awake. Whatever. Yeah. Here's my surplus of anus joke in quotes. I have a surplus of anus. Yep. A surplus of anus. In fact, that was all I put on my Common App application. The essay portion? Yeah. Quote, open quote, I have a surplus of anus. End quote. And that's how I got into Tufts, you guys. That's how I got here in this fine university, Tufts University. I can imagine how it was in the admissions office. You know, just two admissions officers are reviewing the applications. And they get to me. And they're like, wow, this kid is so dumb. This kid is dumb as hell. And the other guy's like, yeah, dude, he's dumb as fuck. And the other guy's like, yeah, but here he says he has a, right here says he has a surplus of anus, dude.
A surplus of what?
Of anus.
What did you say?
You heard me, Boris. Anus. And President Monaco pops up from the back, all the way in the back of the admissions room.
Anus? We could always use more anus. Get that boy in here.
And that's the end of the joke, you guys. Joke in quotes. Next joke. Jinx, you owe me soda. A soda pop. Sody pop. You owe me one sody pop. Okay, that's reasonable, right? That's reasonable. Jinx, you owe me $1 million. Who do you think I am, Mom? The fuck out of here. I don't have that kind of money. You know that. You and I know that both, Mom. My mom's always trying to extort me out of all of my money. Do your moms ever do that? Ever? No one? Just mine? Okay. Let's see. Next joke. Babies. babies. I've had a war with babies in my jokes. It's not that I don't like babies. I don't like the way people react to babies. You know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying. I think I've already told this joke, actually. Skipping it. But I was like with a circle of babies once, like just sitting down. So I like take care of him. And one of them like pipes up, like this 2-year-old just starts talking fluent English. And he's like, Papa Tammy, Papa Tammy. And I'm like, what? And he's like, Papa Tammy, why do you have such a scary face? And I whimper. I was born with this face. And the baby goes, man, that's unfortunate. And then the baby just, they all just go back to goo-goos and gagas. Like one of them then just starts speaking fluent English. It was weird. Weird day. Next joke. You know, working at an internship at a sweatshop isn't really that much of an internship, if you think about it. Like, you get the internship, you think it's going to be this great thing, and then you get there, and it's just a sweatshop, and you're just like, what? And you just work at a sweatshop for 3 months. How horrible is that? I'd know. You wouldn't, but I would. Next joke. Kids. Kids say the darndest things, am I right? You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys all have kids. I know you do. I don't. But kids will say the darndest things. You all know. Kids will say things like, it's cold in here. This hole is my personal hell. I want to know what love is. Pizza's great. But boy, jolly old boy, oh boy, sure I sure do love lollipops. Kids. Kids will say the weirdest things, am I right? Next joke. Yo, you guys watch SpongeBob, right? Yeah, you do. All right, SpongeBob's great and all, but you guys ever noticed that Mr. Krabs kind of got a fat ass? He do. I'm just being objective, objectively speaking here. For a crab, his butt is large. Next joke. You guys heard that song and that saying, eat the booty like groceries? Well, who's eating my... All right, I messed this joke up. Like, it's not... I don't even know the context that I give this joke or whatever. So I'm just going to stop it with the jokes. All right, that was it. That was it, you guys. I'm done. You don't have to suffer. You can unclog your ears now. I'm done with the jokes. I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. Man, what a late night, you guys. What a late night. I used to pull all-nighters all the time. Freshman year, I was with this guy. I mean, I went down. I wasn't with him. All right. But, I mean, he's handsome. But not lately. His name is Shiv. And I lived in Tilton freshman year. And he lived on the first floor. I lived on the fourth floor. But I always go down there. And he does this thing where he just keeps people up and talks about, like, aimless stuff with, like, no real direction. And people will just stay there because it's kind of interesting. But only interesting enough for them to not really want to get up. And, like, or, and he doesn't really give people openings to be, like, to do that thing when just, like, well, okay. You know, that's the time to get out. That's what you say if you want to leave a situation, you know. But he doesn't really allow for openings like that. And for that, he sucked. And, I mean, it was great. It was fun. We all had fun staying up to 6 a.m. listening to him talk for 3 hours. But, yeah, it was mostly the source of my late nights freshman year for sure. Yeah. You know, I'm going to miss Tish. No doubt I'm going to definitely run around in there one more time. My friend Luke and I actually go, Luke, Eric, Eric Bruce sometimes too, if you guys know him. Waterworks guy with the weird walk. He does some dancing. He has a beard. Plays the guitar. Plays the drums. Barely knows jazz. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we just go to the library. Just like go to Tisch to hang out sometimes. Go down to the stacks, you know, run around, play tag, play, try and get out of the stacks before I crush you by, you know, rolling it up. You know, the rolling up stacks part? You know what I'm talking about, you guys? I'm going to assume you do. But yeah, we'll just go down to like the G level and just like run around, cause a ruckus. You know, like who cares? Sure, you're trying to study, but, well, I guess we're being super disrespectful if we're making that much noise, but we don't really make that much noise. We're pretty respectful about it, except for the screaming. Anyways, I think it's almost time for me to biggity bounce out of here. I'm glad for whoever's still up with me. It's pretty baller of you. Pretty baller of you. Let's say Drake released a new album, but I think it's mostly garbage. But I do like this one song. One song. It's called One Dance, featuring Wiz Khalifa. Wait, no, it doesn't feature Wiz Khalifa. Wizkid and Kyla. Pretty cool song. Well, not cool. It's groovy. It has like a nice, like, imagine you're doing like, you're trying to do like the wave with your hand, like the snake arm thing. I'm doing it right now. You can't really see it. I'm gonna put it on Snapchat. You guys should add me on Snapchat, by the way. Yeah, shameless plug. Fight me. You don't know where the station is. But anyways, what I'm doing here, I'm going to put it on my Snapchat. My Snapchat name is Temi Olego. But this song is smooth like a wave, okay? Like a wave. Yeah. You can't see what I'm doing. I know. Okay. So I'm going to play it after I put this on my story. Okay? Yeah. Wait, no. Yeah. Check it out, you guys. This is my way of taking a break, but also playing some all right music. This is called One Dance by Drake, featuring Wizkid and Kyla. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Untitled with DJ Tems, a.k.a. Afrocarpus. Sword. Yeah. Check it out. Check it out.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking
hold. You know, Drake should definitely enunciate more, because I can barely hear like most of what he's saying. Just saying.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking hold.
What?
Baby, I like your
style. Yeah. Okay.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow, make you lose control.
Is that a machine gun? Jeez.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
I think that's the way that song ends. Honestly, kind of weird. But groovy. Groovy song. Groovy song. I think we have time for a scat session. Are you guys ready for this? I'm going to turn it down a little bit because it gets kind of wild in the station. It gets kind of wild in the station. This is Scat Sesh featuring DJ Oyemi. DJ Tems. That's, yeah. And Obama, you can come out of that corner now. Excellent. And Obama, check it. It's Scat Sesh. Top to skate to peel, scuppery bap, peel, scuppery pip, scuppery bap, and the little hole, and I have no. That was Scat Sesh with DJ Tems and President Obama of the Free Nation of America. Thank you, Obama. You want to say anything else to the listeners tonight? This morning? And it's 4 in the morning, so you can say literally whatever you want. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say, Luke, you can go suck on some eggs. Good eggs. Good dinosaur eggs. Just go suck on them. And also, Shiv, if you're listening to this, I think you do good on your interview tomorrow, and, I try not to ruin everything that I've set up for you. Because as President of the United States, let me be clear, make no mistake that I've put a lot of work into this. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, Obama. I'm sure those words were truly encouraging to whoever you were addressing. Yeah, all right. Peace. Get out of here.
Thank you, Tammy, for always inviting me here, and thank you for always providing. All right, Obama, please get out. Providing a warm, welcome atmosphere for me. All right, I'll see you later. Have a good one. Let me be clear.
That was President Obama. Hopefully, maybe we can do one more show during senior week. We'll have him back. We'll see. I'll call him up. I'll see if he works with my schedule and if I work with his. I know he's a busy man trying to run things or whatever he's trying to do, play some basketball. I'm not being racist just because he's black. That's not what I mean, because like, I'm also black, and like, you guys have seen the videos. He definitely does play basketball. I'm not just assuming that because he's black, he plays basketball, whatever. I'm just saying that's how he may spend his time. Anyways, it's 4:29. It's time to go to sleep, y'all. It's time to go to sleep, y'all. I gotta like plug in all the songs I play tonight. That's just protocol. But yeah, I want to try seeing how low I can go. Okay, this has been Untitled with DJ Tems. You've been listening all night. It's 4:30 in the morning. The birds are chirping, but I can't hear them because I've killed all of them. Just kidding. I don't kill animals. I'm actually a bird whisperer, so I kind of have a responsibility to respect all animals. Except when the birds poop on me. Birds poop on me a lot, actually. I don't know why I'm some moving target for them, or maybe not moving that fast at all. I've had a bird poop on me within the same minute, actually. Just pooped right on my hat and then pooped on that hat again. Same spot. It was pretty impressive, but also very disgusting.
God, I hate birds. And I let them know it too because I speak their language. Anyways.
That hurts. It hurts doing that. Weird. Weird.
Oh, weird.
I'm parched, you guys. I am parched. I am parched. My throat is dry.
Everyone thinks they can be a singer. What's up with that? Everyone just thinks they can sing. We have too many a cappella groups. A cappella is interesting. I'm not gonna crap on it though, because I know my audience. And also, some of it is good. You know, I like to hate on things, but some of it is good. Some people do have talent and aren't just hitting some notes barely, which is nice sometimes. Man, I'm getting a headache. I think it's because it's 4:31 in the morning and I woke up early. So, what am I going to do? There's only one thing to do. Play some Rick and Morty. Gonna close out with this, and then gonna try and enter my music, and if that doesn't work out, I'm just gonna let my phone play music until I leave. Okay, I'll interject sometimes, you know, keep you guys happy if you're still listening. I'm sure all 12,000 of you are still listening for sure. So check it out. Yeah, this is called Goodbye Moon Men by Rick and Morty. It's a reference to the Moon Men, a very violent scene in Rick and Morty, the TV series, where the song is kind of like a tribute to the Moon Man as their planet explodes. This is called Goodbye Moon Man. Untitled, DJ Afrocarpus, out.
The world can be one together, cosmos without hatred. Stars like diamonds in your eyes. The ground can be space, 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 space. With feet marching towards a peaceful sky. All the moon men want things their way. But we make sure to see the sun. Goodbye, Moon Man. You say goodbye, Moon Man. Goodbye, Moon Man. Goodbye, Moon Man. Oh, goodbye. Cosmos without hatred, diamond stars of cosmic light, quasars shine through endless night, and everything is one in the beauty. And now we say goodbye, Moon Man. You say goodbye, Moon Man.
Yeah, I'm still here. So, yeah. We'll see if I go to sleep tonight. This is called Hold Up by Beyonce. The song is... it's just pure gold. So, check it out. Yeah.
Hold up. They don't love you like I love you. Slow down. They don't love you like I love you. Back up. They don't love you like I love you. step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. It's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Miss Sing Sing. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and crazy. Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you.
Let me swag on. Let me whistle what's up.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
I might just sleep in the studio, you know? Not actually. Not actually. This is the last song I'm gonna play. And then I'm gonna be a responsible adult and go to sleep. It's called 6 Inch, featuring The Weeknd, by Beyonce. You know, it's been Beyonce kind of night, Beyonce kind of day, honestly. Had an interview, I think it went well. I might be a Tufts this summer, but that's another time for another story, another story for another time. Check it out.
6 inch heels, she walked in a club like nobody's business. Goddamn, she murdered everybody, and I was her witness.
Stacking money, money everywhere she goes. You know, pesos out of Mexico. And them decimals. She don't gotta give it up. She professional. She mixing up the ace with the Hennessy. She light away a taste. That's a recipe. Rushing through her veins like it's ecstasy. She already made enough, but she'll never leave.
6 inch heels. She walked in a club like nobody's business.
This part right here is so sick.
She stack her money, money everywhere she goes.
Do I lie? That's pretty sick, right?
can I, it's been real interesting and kind of crazy. Yeah. Oh, gross. I have to play this music. Like, when everyone leaves, you just kind of have to just put on automated music from whenever. You can remove your ears now if you want. But anyways, I want you all to have a good night, all of you. You guys are great. You guys are great human beings. You're going to do great, great things. Believe in yourself. You're capable. All right. Have a good night.
They say, oh, belong here, fuck you, Mohican. They call me a faggot and they shut me out. But I don't give a fuck, I never did.
Wow. That music is illegal to play on this station. Whatever. Wait a minute. What? Ugh. This music is just garbage. Is there nothing that can be done? Maybe I can play some Nas. Let's see what they have in like their collection. Yep, just garbage, mostly. Well, not garbage, I shouldn't say that. It's fine. Here's some Bach. Yeah.
Pedro lives out at the Wilshire Hotel.
Whatever.
Looks out a window with that glass. Walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet. The old man beats him cause he's too tight to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. Hard to run when a coat hanger hits you on the thigh. Pedro G's a mean old to killing the old man. Slim chance he's going to the boulevard. Get. To the dirty boulevard. I'm gonna get out. To the dirty boulevard, going down. To the dirty boulevard, get it out. This room costs $2,000 a month. You believe it, baby, it's true. Somewhere there's a landlord living that wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They just dream of dealing on the boulevard. Give me your hungry, your tired, your poor piss on it. That's what the statue of bigotry says. All you poor huddled masses, why don't we just go club to death? Get it over with. Jump on the boulevard.
Hey, baby, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee
what
on me.
What the heck is this?
Hey, dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your afro. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
It's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even wait, we might just turn you on. Even if
change is here and here we are. We're just for you. Stick us in your ear, dig us. One time, one time, one time, one time and see. We're just for you. You really shouldn't ought to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. We're just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can and will, we might just turn you on.
is emotion, like the heart of a train. There is emotion, a burning flame runs like fire in your veins. I wanna make you jump, I wanna make you shout, I wanna make you move, I wanna let it out. I wanna make you real, I wanna set you free. I wanna make you laugh, I wanna make you happy.
Stepping down the stairs, Peggy-o.